You're listening to SBS News.
Football can be a complicated game sometimes, but heading into their final match of the group stage at this World Cup, Australia's task is pretty simple. A win or a draw against Jamaica, and Australia progresses to the knockout stage of the World Cup for the fourth time in a row. If they lose, they still might make it through, although that's not a chance one would want to take, with four competition points seemingly the benchmark for advancement to the round of 16. Australia's World Cup so far has been one of distinctly contrasting fortunes. The disappointment of a surprise 2-1 loss first up to Italy, followed by the exhilaration of a come-from-behind 3-2 win over Brazil. Reflecting on that, Matilda's goalkeeper Lydia Williams says Australia has perhaps struggled at times to adjust to their new status in the world of women's football.
We haven't really had a lot of, I guess, pressure on us before. We've mostly been seen as an underdog team, and that's what we've kind of been used to performing as. So, you know, maybe the first game was a little bit of, you know, that. But in saying that, we Aussies know how to bounce back. This team knows how to bounce back, and we did so in the second game. And I think, you know, right now we're in a really good headspace, and we understand what's needed to go next to progress and perform tomorrow.
Australia enters the match against Jamaica as overwhelming favourites to win and book their spot amongst the final 16 teams at this tournament. The prospect of making the round of 16 brings with it thoughts of whom Australia might face, which all depends on where they finish in Group C. And that depends not only on their result against Jamaica, but if they win, how many goals they win by, and the scoreline in the Italy versus Brazil match, which kicks off at the same time as the Australia-Jamaica match. A draw or a win for Italy against Brazil means the Italians finish first in the group. The first place team in Group C will play either China or Nigeria in the round of 16. The second place team, at this stage probably the most likely spot for Australia, will play Norway in the round of 16 on Sunday morning, whilst the third place team, if they make it to the round of 16, will have to play either hosts France or the number two ranked team in the world, Germany. But Australian coach Ante Milicic says he won't be keeping an eye on the score in the Brazil versus Italy match whilst his team's match is ongoing.
For us, where we are as a team, we don't fear any opponent. So where we finish, we'll finish first, second or third, hopefully for a reason, and who we come up against at what stadium, we have no fear. We'll respect every opposition, but we're willing to take our playing style to that opponent, and we first have to make sure that we put ourselves in a position to get to the round of 16. So once we do that, we'll worry about what happens afterwards.
Milicic says central defender Claire Polkinghorne will miss the Jamaica match with a hamstring injury, as she did the game against Brazil. The main injury question revolves around whether midfielder Tamika Yallop will be fit to play against the Jamaicans. Milicic says the final call on that will be made on the day of the match. If Yallop can't play, a distinct possibility is Elise Kelland-Knight moving back to the midfield to replace Yallop, and 18-year-old Carly Roast-Bakken moving into left fullback in place of Kellen Knight. That will be a remarkable elevation for Roast-Bakken, who's only in the Australian squad at all due to an injury to Laura Alloway just before the tournament. Kellen Knight herself, normally a starting midfielder, only played left fullback in the last match against Brazil because of Polkinghorne's injury, as vice-captain Steph Catley was moved from left fullback to central defender to fill in for Polkinghorne. As for the Jamaicans, they've been thrashed twice at this tournament. Few give them any chance of getting the win they need against Australia to be even a remote chance of making the knockout stage. But coach Hugh Menzies is undaunted.
Especially if we play the way we're capable of playing, we should be able to get some results here. So I'm going in to qualify. I mean, I'm going in to win the game. I mean, that's why we're here.
The finales of Group A saw France play Nigeria, whilst Norway played South Korea. France had already booked their spot in the knockout stage, but wanted to ensure they finished in first place in the group. Nigeria entered the match in third place in the group, their knockout stage qualification in limbo. The Nigerians gave the French a hard game. France dominated in attack, but seemingly couldn't get reward for it on the scoreboard. At one stage in the second half, they had 16 shots at goal, and Nigeria had just one. Yet the score was still nil all. But then the video assistant referee intervened. The video review showed Nigerian defender Ngozi Abere had fouled a French attacker in the penalty box. A penalty was awarded and a yellow card to Abere. As she'd already been given one, this meant a red card and a dismissal. Nigeria down a player. French defender Wendy Renard took the penalty kick and missed. But then it was ruled that Nigerian goalkeeper Chiamaka Enadozie was illegally in front of the goal line before the kick was taken, and Renard was thus given a retake. She didn't waste the second chance. France leading 1-0 in the 79th minute, and that's where the score stayed until full-time. France is through to the knockout stage in first place, with 3 wins from 3 games, whilst Nigeria finishes 3rd in the group and faces a nervous wait over the next few days to see if they finish as one of the 4 best-ranked third-place teams and earn a spot in the round of 16. The video assistant referee decisions that led to France's goal are generating controversy, even though they appear to have been the correct ones. French coach Corinne Diacre was diplomatic when asked about what happened.
C'est la VAR qui en a décidé ce soir. Après, voilà, la FIFA.
It was VAR. VAR reigns. FIFA decided to use VAR during this tournament. It worked in our favour this evening, and maybe it won't work in our favour next time. That's all I have to say.
But Nigeria's coach, Thomas Denneby, whose goalkeeper was reduced to tears by what happened, thinks his team was robbed of at least a draw in this match by the refereeing.
Honestly, at this moment, it's better I say nothing, because otherwise I will probably say something that will send me off for this tournament. All my players are heroes. If everybody fulfilled their performances as the player has done today, it would have been fine and we will have 1 point.
Norway beat South Korea 2-1 to clinch second spot in Group A. Both Norway's goals, one in the 4th minute, the other in the 50th, were penalties, although neither involved the video assistant referee. South Korea scored an elegant goal in the 78th minute and forced a save soon afterwards to stop what would have been an equalising goal. But the Koreans, who made the round of 16 at the last World Cup, will go home last in the group this time around, with 3 defeats from 3 games. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.